This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I've got a Goose Island Honker's Ale, judged as a Category 8B Best Bitter. Now, Goose Island's in Chicago, so you probably have a better chance of getting a fresh version of this beer in the States than some of the imports. So this beer looks... looks good. It's a light amber color. You know, it has the line between gold and amber. Moderate-sized off-white head that seems fairly persistent. It's very clear. It's a 3. Smelling it, get a bready, biscuity, toasty malt. Also get a earthy, floral hop aroma. The hops and the malt are in near equal balance, both moderate. Very light esters. They're a little subdued, as English beers usually go. As it warms, I'm getting a little bit more caramel. It started out light, and it's growing to maybe medium-low. So I'm going to give that a 10. It's showing good English variety malt and hops. It's a little light on the esters, but quite good. Okay, now I'm going to taste it. It's got a moderately bready, grainy, biscuity, toasty malt. All very traditional for English-style beers. It's balanced with a moderate hop bitterness and flavor. The hops have earthy floral note, which is, again, very traditional for UK hops. Esters are very low, barely any. I get a little bit of sulfury dryness in the finish, as if gypsum was added to the water. The finish is moderately dry. It's not bone dry, but it's dry. I don't get a big sensation of sweetness. Well, I don't get much of a sensation of sweetness anywhere in this beer. The aftertaste has both the malt and hop flavor lingering. Seems fairly fresh. You know, that's good. So I am going to give that a 17. Could use a little bit more esters, a touch more caramel, but it's all very good. It sort of reminds me of the Bass yeast that, you know, tends to have a little bit less of the esters and emphasizes a little bit more of the malt. Mouthfeel. It has a high carbonation coming out of the bottle, but I'll fix that if I have another glass here. I'll just pour it into another glass and then back. That helps knock the carbonation out of it, which makes it a lot closer to a cask beer. And these styles are always best enjoyed sort of as they would coming out of a cask. It's got a medium light body, which is good. Nothing much else to comment on in the palate sensation, so I'll just take off some for the carbonation. So I'll give it a 4. It's a pretty minor flaw, given that it's bottled. Overall, I'd say this is pretty clean as UK beers go, or UK style beers go, in that the esters are a little subdued, but it does have the right variety of malt and hops expressing itself. that Maris Otter kind of malt. Tends to have that biscuity, bready flavor, but, you know, there's some other sort of character malt going on in there, like Victory malt or Biscuit malt, that gives a little bit more of a grainy, nutty flavor. I could see a little bit of that in there. The water seems to be, you know, appropriately Burtonized. It seems like it's got some sulfates in it, which goes nicely with the beer. The CO2 level was sort of high, but I said I could, you know, given an extra glass, I can fix that quickly. And, you know, it does seem fresh when compared to British beers, so, you know, it's try to drink local when you can. So this is actually one of the best examples that I know of that's made in the States in the English style. I think it's a very good example. So give it a 9 overall, and that adds up to a 43. So that's category 8B Best Bitter, and this is the Goose Island Honkers Ale.